WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Valentine's Day was anything but lovely for the victims of 12 vehicle burglaries in College Station. According to College Station police, the vehicles were parked on side streets off Deacon between Welsh and Rio Grande, including Pueblo, Arroyo, Mescalero, and Cimarron Courts. There was also a stolen vehicle. In Bryan, there was one report of a vehicle burglary yesterday. Part of Valentine's Day for former Texas A&M men's basketball player J.J. Caldwell was spent in a Brazos County courtroom. According to online court records, Caldwell pleaded no contest to speeding and violating his promise to appear before a local justice of the peace on that charge. Caldwell paid fines and court costs totaling $641. The speeding ticket in March of last year was the first of three contacts Caldwell had with A&M police. Caldwell was arrested in May of last year for DWI, a charge that was dismissed by the county attorney's office, and he was among three people arrested for misdemeanor possession of marijuana following the Kentucky game last Saturday. For 8 years, volunteers have been the backbone of the restoration of downtown Bryan's Queen Theater. At the end of Tuesday night's Bryan Council meeting, Ben Hardiman brought up the grand reopening on the first Friday in May.
Next thing I have is, are there any volunteers to help finish the facility? No show of hands.
That led Mayor Andrew Nelson to call for volunteers to get Hardiman, who has spearheaded the effort, to the finish line.
Right now, at this very moment, we've got a very hardworking councilman doing that. We'd love to get him some support if he can.
Hardiman says volunteers can sweep floors, paint, or hang and float sheetrock. Contact the Downtown Bryan Association for more information. The College Station City Council has 8 items to consider today during a day-long retreat. Mayor Carl Mooney, speaking on our show, encouraged residents to watch the discussion.
But I think it's always good for people to hear things firsthand. All too often, rumor floats around this community. You've been here long enough to know how that happens. You know, something gets said by 8 a.m. and by 9 a.m. it's a true story, so that people know what's happening, what the decisions are. It's one of those things that we are charged with as a city to be as transparent as possible.
The retreat starts this morning at 8:30 at the College Station Training Facility on Graham Road. Subjects include whether to privatize trash collection, discussing the city's strategic and comprehensive plans, and what is the future of College Station City Hall. Bryan ISD is asking parents to complete an online survey. Spokesman Brandon Webb says conducting the survey now is more beneficial than asking parents to do it at the end of the school year.
Incredibly busy time for families. And the other thing it doesn't allow us to do is make real-time, on-the-fly adjustments. If we're hearing a pretty broad message in the survey in some form or fashion, and it's the end of the school year, well, we've got the summertime to make the adjustment, but we can't put any of those improvements or adjustments in place until the next school year, the next fall.
Webb says the brief survey is available on each campus website or at bryanisd.org. The deadline to complete it is March 1st. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. You can take us anywhere, anytime at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife, Christy, and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont Campaign.
Brazos Valley Cares is hosting the 5th annual Stake Your Support Dinner at Coulter Field on Saturday, March 3rd. This year's theme is MASH and will raise funds and focus on the continued support of local veterans. Silent and live auctions, great steaks, cigars, and open bar. Stake Your Support, a great night to honor the brave men and women of our community, sponsored by Brazos Valley Cares. Devoted to improving the lives of military veterans and their families. Get your tickets now, BrazosValleyCares.org.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And your weather is sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds today. We may see a few peaks of sun later in the day. It's breezy and it's warm. Highs near 75. There's the chance of a passing shower today, too. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 55 to 60. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Clouds, maybe an afternoon shower, 65. Scattered showers are possible through tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. Showers are also possible Saturday. It'll become cooler, high Saturday only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie softball picked up another big victory last night. 4-0 blanking of Stephen F. Austin. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Joe Evans following the win. Also looking at plenty of other Aggie sports in action. Texas A&M swimming and diving, both the men and the women leading the way in the SEC championship so far at the Texas A&M Recreation Natatorium. And also the Olympics, of course, Michaela Schifrin picking up the gold last night.
It's so incredible, and to be able to put down a run, that run, I was really taking risk and fighting for it, and I'm so happy for that.
That's cool.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Michaela following her grander giant slalom, I should say, victory, all that more coming up in sports.
Yeah.
Maniacs in the morning.
So, of course, in the midst of all the Olympics, we want to remind you that there have been some Olympic announcer fails.
Next is the Netherlands. It's probably not a news flash to tell you the Dutch are really, really good at speed skating.
Right, Katie Couric.
All but five of the 110 medals they've won have been on the speed skating oval. Now, why are they so good, you may be asking yourself?
Katie? Why?
Because skating is an important mode of transportation in a city like Amsterdam, which sits at sea level. As you all know,
we
it has
all
lots
know that?
Of canals
Everybody?
That can freeze in the
Everybody
winter.
Knows
so
that.
For as long as those canals have existed, the Dutch have skated on them to get from place to place, to race each other, and also to have fun.
No, that's stupid, and you're wrong.
Also to have fun.
That's right.
But it is fun.
And she apologized. But we're not done. How about Bodie Miller?
How about Bodie?
But the knee injury just before the 2015-16 season, Bodie, ended her great skiing. Just hasn't been the same since.
And yeah, the knee is certainly an issue. I want to point out she also got married. And it's historically very challenging to race on the World Cup with the family or after being married. It just, you know, not to blame the spouses, but I just want to toss that out there that it could be your husband's fault.
Yes, Bodie, yes.
Way to go, Bodie.
Oh. I mean, he would know, right?
So he's commentating now?
Yes.
God, well, because he's been around for a while.
And so, of course, he comes back and says, well, yeah, I apologized. It was an ill-advised attempt at a joke.
Oh, it was a joke. Yeah. Nobody took that seriously,
well, look,
right?
Yeah, the husband did.
They have nothing else to do but take stuff seriously.
Well, I mean, but he's like a former athlete, and
it's
he's been
Bodie.
There, done
hey.
That.
And,
yeah, and he's known for being the party, fun
guy.
Animal guy.
Yeah, so.
How funny.
We're trying to make light of the situation, but actually, we have more serious things that are going on in the world, and you may not know, but science is out to help save us. This is ominous music.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah, because science is out to save us, and you may not even know, but scientists, because they can, have been tracking exactly how high the oceans have been rising.
Uh-oh.
Yep. And it's apparently the sea level rise is accelerating around the world.
I thought that was old news, though.
No. They've got numbers now.
Oh,
they
numbers.
Have numbers. Scientists looked at 25 years of satellite data to calculate dang satellites. If they weren't up there, we wouldn't know this. But anyway, sea level is rising. One of the most clear-cut signals of global warming. I'm going to go ahead and use it because today it's going to be
it's warm,
like hot as the hinges of hell. Because it's it'll be like
because it's 70.
70. Yeah.
Sea levels have risen nearly 8 inches worldwide, since 1880.
Whoa.
1880. So that's 140 years, basically. Mm-hmm. In the past 100 years, it has climbed about a foot, and some cities are really in trouble. For instance, there's land settling that totals 11 inches in New York, 12 inches in Charleston, South Carolina, and Boston.
Oh, my gosh.
18 inches in Norfolk.
Can we do it?
And 25 inches in Galveston, no, Texas.
That's us.
Oh, no.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Oh, God.
What is going on?
Yeah.
We're all dying.
We're all going to die.
We're going to drown.
Oh, we're going to drown and
die. Oh, it'll be horrible. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I don't know. We're finding out that the oceans are rising and they could be to Navasota before we know it, but go ahead.
Yes, I was just thinking about that. I was wondering who set up that satellite in 1881.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, you're right. Hello.
I didn't know we had satellites up there in 1818.
Exactly. They're saying it's 1880, and what they say is they had data from there, which I guess meant somebody drove a stake in the dirt someplace.
And that's probably what happened.
Yeah, and then it's the new data that we've gotten in the last 25 years from the satellites. But, Daddy, if we didn't have satellites, we wouldn't be able to watch ESPN. So
that's true.
I guess we have to have satellites.
Yes, we have to have them.
All right. Okay. Been promising this for 2 days. Well, no. Actually, I promised we'd do it, and I never got back to it. Here we go. It's 20 social etiquette rules we should all be following.
All right.
Every one of us. By the way, it's 7:17. All right. So, Country Living, the magazine, posted a list of 50 social etiquette rules we really don't pay enough attention to these days. So, kind of knocked a few of them out. We got 20 of them for you.
Okay.
All right. For instance, when you're out in public, wear decent clothes. Don't wear pajama bottoms.
You don't say.
Yeah, well, look.
That's bad news
to
Chelsea.
What about
to
work?
Sorry.
Yeah. Don't swear, especially around kids.
Chelsea.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's true.
Sadly. I know. You hear it. It really is. Always turn on your signal when you're driving.
I use my blinker.
Okay. And wait for people to get out of the elevator or someplace before you get in.
Oh,
that sent her off.
Oh, especially in this one here at work.
I know.
There's one person in particular.
Oh,
she doesn't
right?
work on our floor.
Okay.
Oh. Well, see, and that's the thing is there's so few elevators around here. Maybe people forget their elevator etiquette. But, it could be that. Hello.
Hey, are the oceans rising or are we sinking?
Well, there's a little bit of both, as a matter of fact. That's what those numbers are.
Double the trouble. Yeah,
exactly. Galveston is sinking 25 inches. That's what they say. Wow. Since
we're slowly sinking.
That's
sinking
right.
Down.
Anything that washes that seaweed off the beach in Galveston's good, though, as far as I'm concerned. All right, phone etiquette. Step away to answer a call.
Okay.
All right. Look at someone when you're talking to them or they're talking to you. Don't look at your phone.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wait, that's phone etiquette?
Yes. Sometimes
say that again. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what if it's not your phone? What if people just... Because there are some folks who can't have an eye-to-eye conversation because they find it awkward.
They do. That's true.
Well, but we're just talking about don't be on your phone when you're talking to someone.
I'm down. Mute your ringtone when you're at a movie or any place else where it might annoy people.
Durr.
Assume that it will annoy people, okay?
Yeah.
And return phone calls as soon as possible. That's pretty interesting. Hmm. All right, if you're at a party, an event, always RSVP right away.
Okay.
Don't wait. Just do that, okay?
Yeah, to weddings. Make sure you RSVP to weddings.
Yeah.
It is amazing, my generation, how many people just think that's like a suggestion.
If I'm a groomsman, do I have to RSVP? I don't have to RSVP, right?
Because, look, there's expense involved.
But
there's expensive trouble.
Well, no, that's true. That's true.
But there are a lot of people, or, you know, a week before the wedding, hey, do you want to be my plus one?
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't think that's allowed.
That's the next thing. Ask before you bring a guest.
And that's become a big deal because, because it gets expensive.
Sure.
And a lot of people, I've been invited to several weddings over the last few years. And a trend that I've noticed is I'm getting fewer and fewer plus ones on my invite.
Well.
And a lot of people say, you know, well, if you don't have a significant other you've been dating a while now, we don't want you to just bring some rando to the wedding.
Oh,
rando.
We'll see.
Hi, this is Frank. He's my rando. Okay,
right.
Very good.
He's my plus one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm spending $80 a head on dinner and
on
drinks.
Rando.
So
right.
on rando. Yeah.
Or getting a plus one. And then having them back out at the last minute.
Oh.
Again, not somebody you've been dating for quite some time, because that would be, you know, backing out of your relationship almost. But you know, getting somebody to back out at the last minute and then having to find a replacement for said plus one.
Then it's a double rando.
And then finding out that she doesn't eat chicken. So then you have to swap it with the fish.
Sounds like a life situation here. Yeah. Is this a personal situation
it,
you're
obviously.
Sharing with us?
Chelsea, you were there.
All right.
What?
I see. That's how smooth I was. Chelsea didn't even realize. It was a wedding that we both attended.
Okay.
And the lady who I brought, my friend.
The lady who I brought.
My lady friend.
Like some, took young, some 50-year-old off the street.
The young lady.
This random lady that I brought. Well, I initially had asked another friend because she knew the groom. And I said, hey, would you like to go to the wedding? And she said, sure, that would be fun. And then probably about a week before the wedding, I've got something came up.
At least she told you.
I forgot my friend is coming into town from out of the country and staying with me for a week. I just somehow forgot that.
So then you got stood up.
So then I asked another friend who happened to be in the area who doesn't know the groom. And she said, of course, I would love to attend because you're such a nice guy. And we're sitting there. And then she drops the bomb on me that she no longer eats meat or chicken.
Okay.
And
Or chicken? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the previous date had ordered the chicken. So
I had to switch it for the fish.
Pull the old switcheroo. Okay.
All that. And Chelsea thinks that you have to be 50 to be a woman.
So. Apparently.
No, it's just the word lady.
I know what you mean. Lady, that's
weird.
Right. All right. Anyway, we're continuing with these are parties and events. Okay.
Okay.
Avoid controversial subjects like politics or religion, okay?
Yeah.
And always show up with a gift. Bring a gift, bottle of wine, appetizer, something like that. Meal etiquette. Wait until everyone has their food before you start eating.
Mm-hmm. That shows true judge of like that's one of those character things that I'm always really impressed by when people actually do that.
Well,
it's really really rare.
If you're sitting at like a table, I understand that. If you're at a restaurant, that makes sense. But if you're like at somebody's house and it's a Super Bowl party.
Oh, well, no, that's
different.
You got
different. A bunch of finger
foods.
This is etiquette. Well, there's no etiquette at a Super Bowl party.
Okay, all right, that's right, that's true.
Other thing they didn't mention here, if you're eating with a group or even with just one other person and they are still eating, don't let the server take the stuff, the dishes.
Oh, okay.
That's that kind of, because that might tend to make those people feel hurried.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Have good table manners, like putting a napkin in your lap and chewing with your mouth closed. Sorry you have to be told that.
What about belching?
That's not allowed.
All right.
Always push your chair in when you leave the table. Mm-hmm. And finally, classic things that people used to do. Yeah, like say please and thank you.
Oh, okay.
That always works. Hold the door for people.
Oh, yes, please.
Try hard to be on time.
Yeah.
Okay? And
because if you're chronically late, you're chronically rude.
Yeah, true.
That's
very
how
good.
I feel.
Send written thank you notes, as we mentioned many times.
Yep.
And bring food to people, okay, like a new neighbor. Or if someone has some sort of a hardship or past, they have.
See,
a,
like I feel
a death
like though this
else?
Is this has changed a little bit
Do
in
you?
These
okay.
days. We've got more food allergies, obviously.
Good point.
More foodborne illnesses.
Yeah.
People are just more skeptical of people in general.
Yeah, I don't talk to my neighbors.
I don't talk to mine either. Like if I'm, I mean, I think that's really sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, if somebody like some rando in my neighborhood brought over a casserole, I don't think I would eat it.
Yeah, I really don't know. I'd feed it to the dog first, see if
he's
okay.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station. And visit us online at asapequip.com.
What is the most valuable thing that you have? Is it your house? Likely you'll be making payments on your house for the next 30 years. Is it your good name? No doubt you have worked a lifetime to build the good name that you have. Is it your freedom? Your freedom was purchased with the blood of patriots. As valuable as these things are, they're not the most valuable thing that you have. The most valuable thing that you have is your soul. Jesus asked, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew 16 and verse 26. At the BCS Church of Christ, we value souls. We invite you to come and to visit with us. We're located at 11914 Highway 30, College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M Class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
Good morning. It's 726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Unseasonably warm temperatures today. We're going to be up around 80 or so. There's a slight chance of some showers. The humidity is going to be up no matter what. 61 for the low temperature tonight. We'll be up to 68 on Friday, around 60 on Saturday. By the way, a 60% chance of rain, and then back around 70 for Sunday, and we'll be up to 75 on Monday. So there you go. Right now, winds are out of the south at 10. Still very humid out there at 97% overcast skies, and the temp to 67.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
On Monday, CNBC ran a piece titled "A Nightmare for Democrats. Trump is getting more credit for the economy." Some executive must have gotten heartburn. A few hours later, a new title appeared on the article. Trump isn't getting more popular, but his policies are. Now, CNBC claims that something really unusual is happening in American politics. Voters are separating the personal from the political. Even though Trump's poll numbers remain historically weak, voters are becoming very positive about the economy, and they are giving Trump the credit. As evidence, CNBC cites a February 7th Quinnipiac College poll. Amazingly, 70% said the economy is excellent or good. That's up dramatically from Obama's years. CNBC says Americans are coming to terms with the idea that they may not like Trump personally, but they like what he's doing on the economy. Number one issue, by the way, when it comes to elections. And now that people are seeing more money in their paychecks, thanks to Republican tax reform, poll numbers on that issue are moving up, too, which, according to CNBC, represents a double whammy for Democrats. The Democrats who belittled tax reform and did not put up one vote to support it. The drive-bys can change headlines, but the fact remains, the great economy under Trump is a nightmare for Democrats. Anything good for America is a nightmare for them, and it's a nightmare they deserve.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Simply Safe Home Security has just released their brand new system, folks, the all-new Simply Safe. It has been completely rebuilt and redesigned. New safeguards to protect against power outages, down Wi-Fi, cut landlines, bats, hammers, everything in between. But you still get the same fair and honest price, just $15 a month. And with Simply Safe, there's no contract. Visit SimplySafeUSA.com today. That's SimplySafeUSA.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Rebert. The grand reopening of downtown Bryan's historic Queen Theater was brought up at the end of Tuesday night's city council meeting.
It will be a challenge, but we will get there.
The efforts of Councilman Ben Hardiman, who has led the renovation effort, has included a couple of injuries, according to City Manager Keene Register.
Falling off a ladder, and I think just this week he dropped a 2x6 on his eye.
Mayor Andrew Nelson, who noted Hardiman has been spending every day and night at the Queen, called on the community to help him get across the finish line. Hardiman listed a variety of things where assistance would be welcomed.
Sweeping floors, cleaning up construction debris, some rather simple framing, installing insulation in some of the walls. If you can hang sheetrock, that's an option. Taping and floating sheetrock. And a month from now, we'll be hopefully at the point of painting on the interior.
Contact the Downtown Bryan Association for more information. The city of College Station is about 6 weeks away from starting interim leadership at City Hall. Mayor Carl Mooney on our show says Deputy Manager Chuck Gilman will serve in the interim role through August 31st, which coincides with the council's development of the city's 2019 fiscal year budget.
It also gives Mr. Gilman an opportunity to determine, does he want to be city manager for the long term, and gives us a chance to see him at work and to get input from our other departments and so forth.
When the mayor was asked if the council is considering a search committee and or a search firm to recruit the next permanent city manager.
One of the things I believe in is that if you have good people who have joined your staff and they work hard, they go through professional development, sometimes at their own expense, then one of the best things you can do for the city and the morale of your staff is to promote from within. And I think the council shares that thought.
Gilman has been with the city of College Station since 2007. College Station Police is investigating 15 more vehicle burglaries. 12 of them were reported yesterday morning, along with a stolen vehicle. Most of the victims live on side streets off Deacon between Welsh and Rio Grande, including Pueblo, Arroyo, Mescalero, and Cimarron Courts. The 17th time a College Station man is in the Brazos County Jail since 2001 is on charges of stealing mail from elderly people. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 36-year-old Daniel Brundage had in his backpack a variety of mail that came from more than 50 different addresses. The arrest follows a citizen's report Monday afternoon of seeing Brundage removing mail from his mailbox on Wrestling Oaks Drive east of Blinn College, then running him down. Police found the suspect west of Blinn on Hollow Hill Drive. A College Station man now faces two charges of unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. 34-year-old Christopher Dale III remains in jail following his arrest last Friday from an incident on January 31st that brought out the College Station Police Department's SWAT and hostage negotiation teams. According to the arrest report, Dale admitted to firing multiple shots from a semi-automatic rifle in the area of Welburn Road and William D. Fitch Parkway. According to online court records, Dale is awaiting trial on a weapons possession charge following an arrest last July. For the next 2 weeks, an online survey is available for parents in Bryan ISD. Spokesman Brandon Webb says although they try to keep the annual survey consistent to compare trends, each year brings new topics.
Legislature changes things in the classroom for us, and we want to know how does that impact our families. The district makes improvements. How did that work for folks? Do we need to make any further improvements or further refinements?
Webb says when the survey closes on March 1st, results are reviewed immediately, and there's one person that will scrutinize the data more than anyone else.
More than any other human being in the district is our superintendent. Mm-hmm. She will look response by response by response to make sure she has a very fundamental finger on the pulse of what the community is experiencing with their school district.
You can find that survey online at bryanisd.org or on your child's campus website. The updated federal budget calls for possibly the largest deficit ever. Congressman Bill Flores on our show pointed the finger at the U.S. Senate.
We could have done a $200 billion increase in defense spending, have it fully offset, not increase the deficit one dime, except for the filibuster rules in the Senate. And remember, those rules go back to the 1830s, and they're not in the Constitution. It's just because they think it's something they'd like to have.
Flores was happy the budget continues two existing federal programs.
It took the six-year extension of CHIP, which we had in the last CR, and extended it for 10 years, and then we were able to reauthorize for 2 years the federally qualified health centers. And we have one of those in Bryan College Station as well in Waco and also in Austin.
Flores says the measure has language that could result in reducing some of the increased deficit spending before end of the year. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 67 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Good morning. It's 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here are the numbers.
Clouds today. We may see a few peaks of sun later in the day. It's breezy and it's warm. Highs near 75. There's the chance of a passing shower today, too. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 55 to 60. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Clouds, maybe an afternoon shower, 65. Scattered showers are possible through tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. Showers are also possible Saturday. It'll become cooler, high Saturday, only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, fighting Texas Aggie softball picked up another big win last night, 4-0. Over Stephen F. Austin, senior Trinity Harrington, a complete game shutout in the circle. And Coach Joe Evans was mighty proud of her hurler.
Yeah, she looked great tonight. I thought her rhythm and timing, pitch location, everything just looked really sharp.
Well, we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also, the SEC Championships at the Texas A&M Recreation Natatorium. Both the Texas A&M men and women currently lead the team standings right now after day one. So we'll cover that. And, of course, the Olympics, Michaela Schifrin taking home the gold for the U.S. All that more coming up in sports.
Hey, it's our pool, right?
It is our pool.
Home waters, we know that stuff, right?
Got to protect this house.
Yeah, exactly. Don't come into our neighborhood wanting to talk that stuff. The Olympics, here we go.
Here's to you, Olympic curlers. While other Olympic athletes push the limits of human endurance by going faster or farther than anyone else in history, you push a big flat rock across the ice while wearing your street shoes. An act so humble would normally be too humiliating for any Olympian to endure. But not you, oh master of the unremarkable. The guts it must have taken to tell your spouse, "I'm training for the Olympics. I'm going to be a curler." With no possibility of endorsement deals or the pressure of going pro, you bravely add untold insult to injury by blazing a path for that sliding rock with the ultimate symbol of your athletic dominance, a broom. And what's even more impressive, none of us know why. Does it make the rock slide faster? Does it make it go left and right? Or are you just a clean freak? Either way, you're a shining example of Olympic glory. And it's clear that you don't need a medal to tell the world what we already know. You're a winner. Curl on. Curl on.
I think that pretty much
I am it. Inspired.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Hey, I'm telling you, though, they have had some really, really cute videos that people send in creating curling in their own environment.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw that, and I was going to do that. We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Because you may as well. And we find out that curlers wear different shoes on each foot.
Oh, oh really?
I don't mean like a right foot, left foot. I mean like,
right,
yeah. So
right,
we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to try to lift you up a little bit because, after all, we told you in the last half hour, you're basically a person living in a graceless age, mm-hmm, and you're the reason for it.
Okay.
So now you know how you're supposed to behave.
Lift me up, Scott.
So let's do that. All right, so the question is, how much money does it take for you to be happy?
Okay.
And how much does it take to make you feel successful?
Oh.
Study out at Purdue University found that, this is sad, all the people who are in the publicity department at Purdue hate that it says, a new study out of Purdue University in Indiana, so that people would know.
Because we don't know, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. And so anyhow, found that people are the happiest when they make between $60,000 and $75,000 a year. That lines up with what other studies have found in the past, too.
Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of that depends on where you live.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot of it has to depend on where you live.
But that's fine, yeah, if they want to say that. But the researchers took it further. They wanted to see how much money it took for people to feel more than happy. They looked at when people felt like they achieved their financial goals and were successful.
Okay.
The answer there is $95K.
Whew.
Yeah. They found that when
I'm just going to go jump off a cliff now.
You're young. It's okay.
We've got time.
Yeah. They found that when people made more than that, they actually made them less satisfied. So right at 95 is really the high point, as
okay,
a matter of fact, because they started wanting nicer things that they really couldn't afford, and then they start comparing themselves to even richer people. So if you're groveling down there at $75,000 a year, you're okay.
Yeah.
You're
good.
That's chump change.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if you can put a monetary number on it.
I definitely don't think you can.
Yeah, I look at work, and luckily I'm blessed to have one where I enjoy going to work.
Yeah, this, mm-hmm, is fun.
You know, I don't like getting up this early. That's
right,
definitely not a perk, but I enjoy going to work. I enjoy the people I work with, and
right,
so I think that's the biggest part of it.
It's inside work with no heavy lifting,
yeah,
as we've said before. Now, last year, not a good year for U.S. American happiness. A record number of states saw declines in their residents' well-being, but the Gallup ShareCare poll finds that while 21 states declined in 2017, others are uplifting.
Okay.
Really cool places to be.
Okay.
So here's your happiness scale. Number one? South Dakota?
Oh.
Really? Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe it's really pretty.
There are a lot of people living there making more money than they did maybe 2 or 3 years
ago.
And
it probably doesn't cost a lot to live
there.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the
cost of
living.
Lots of folks hanging out in Deadwood.
You got to drive a long way to get to where other people are, though.
True. Maybe that's why they're happy.
Being around people.
They don't have to deal with people.
Could well be. That's true. All right. Number two is Vermont.
Okay.
I don't believe that, sir.
Number three is Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh,
well, yeah.
Sure. Duh. Number four is Minnesota.
Oh.
Wow. Wait, number five is North Dakota.
Whoa.
I don't know if I'm buying into all this.
I'm not buying anything that you've told me in the last 5 minutes.
This apparently has to do with a state of well-being rather than being happy. I guess, is there a difference in that? Social relationships.
State of well-being.
Community involvement, physical health.
I just think, like, not depressed.
Okay, yeah, number six is Colorado, which, again, that could work out all right. But I'm saying. So I got a Chloe Kim story.
Oh, okay.
It's not the one about the radio host, is it?
That's not a fun one. No, it's not. Chloe Kim made Olympic history, being the youngest woman to win a gold medal in Snowboarding. Which, again, we're not sure if that's a sport or not. But that's
Oh, my gosh. It is a sport. It is totally a sport.
17, she revealed on the Today Show there was a very good reason for her composure because she didn't want her eyeliner to run, so that's why she didn't cry during the national anthem.
Don't cry.
She didn't want her eyeliner to run. She wants you to know that she listens to Cardi B when she's not on the slopes.
Okay.
And the whole process has been, quote, amazing.
Amazing.
So,
hey, they make waterproof eyeliner, Chloe.
Oh, do they?
She's 17, man.
I know. 17.
What? Yeah. All right, now where's she going to be when she's 23?
Still in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's
she's like the Shaun White. I mean, you just be snowboarding. I feel like there's not quite as much physical demand as other sports. There is. Don't get me wrong. Don't. Okay. They're not curlers.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But I feel like you can go to more Olympics as a snowboarder than in some of the other sports. Like I always think of gymnastics as like a key example. You get like one shot. I mean, most people are not an Allie Raisman who can make two Olympic teams because they age out at like 18 years old. And so other sports allow you to go more time.
That's
so
true.
I think she's going to be an Olympian for quite a while.
All right. Lindsey Vonn, 33-year-old world champ.
See,
gearing
33.
Up for her debut.
That's ancient.
Right. In 2018 in the Winter Olympics. So did you see yesterday she tweeted? So apparently it's Valentine's Day. I forgot all about it because I'm at the hashtag Olympics and I'm single. Anyone else out there single and want to be my Valentine?
Oh, that's kind of desperate.
Yeah, the tweet for the Olympic it said here she sent out worth a shot, hashtag worth a shot.
So. Okay, interesting.
Don't know. Yes, it says that there were quite a few guys who responded.
She's dated everybody else in the world. Why not?
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Schnook.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
When we started Intercon in early 1991, we were well aware that we would be competing with some companies that use unscrupulous techniques to make a quick sale, such as bait and switch, or 40% off if you commit today, or misleading, incomplete quotes. Intercon's practice is to be completely honest and encourage prospective customers to talk to our former customers. We've encouraged customers to get multiple quotes. We are confident and proud of our value proposition for windows, glass, and solar screens. We never want anyone to rush into a decision they will regret in the future. Just remember, warranties are only as good as the people who provide them and are servicing the area when situations arise. This is our home and only marketplace, and we will protect our home turf. You've probably heard the saying, the buck stops here, and that is with me, Brad Beard, president and co-owner of Intercon LLC.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Charlie smelled something terrible when he moved into his new house. The odor hit him as soon as he walked through the front door. He had to dig through a mountain of boxes to discover what it was. For some reason, the movers had packed the garbage from his old house and moved it right along with the furniture into his new house. It had been rotting in his living room for days, and it took Charlie a couple of weeks to get the stink out. Who would ever bring garbage from an old house into a new house? But a lot of people bring the garbage from their first marriages into their second, maybe their third. I urge struggling couples to salvage their relationship whenever possible. But when a marriage does end in divorce, the best way forward is to resolve the issues that caused it. Take responsibility for what's yours before you try to move on to a new relationship. Unresolved anger, conflict, and trust issues will sabotage a new marriage. It doesn't take long for that kind of trash to stink up what you were hoping would be a fresh start. Unfortunately, leaving emotional garbage behind isn't as easy as dragging a trash bag to the curb. You have to address it head on, maybe even talk some things through with a professional counselor. But if you're willing to challenge yourself, you can move forward in the best way possible by leaving your past in the past and getting your new life off to a good start. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. Don't start the new year in pain. Contact Biosystem Fitness for a free consultation. Biosystem Fitness, improving the quality of life for people of all ages. Good morning at 7:52. Number 6, Texas A&M softball picked up another W last night, blanking Stephen F. Austin 4-0 at the Aggie Softball Complex. Trinity Harrington was lights out in the circle, tossing a complete game one-hitter to go along with five strikeouts. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
Yeah, she looked great tonight. I thought her rhythm and timing, pitch location, everything just looked really sharp, a lot sharper than she did in her start last week. So really nice to see her get out and get comfortable.
The ladies will be back in action tomorrow in the kickoff, the Texas A&M Invitational against Butler. First pitch is sent for 3 p.m. at the Aggie Softball Complex with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Texas A&M senior Tyler Henschel won his second straight 3-meter springboard dive title to highlight the number 11 Aggieman's first day in the SEC Championships. With their talented dive crew scoring 93 points in the 3-meter dive, the Aggs grabbed the first day lead with 189 points. Meanwhile, the second-ranked Aggie women are also in first place after notching 160 points. Former Texas A&M quarterback and 2012 Heisman Trophy winning QB Johnny Manziel says he is making a football comeback. Manziel announced that he'll participate in the developmental spring league in Austin, Texas, which will play from March 28th to April 15th. On the basketball court, the number 17 Aggie women are at home tonight, entertaining Florida for Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer. Following an 80-78 loss to LSU on Sunday, Coach Gary Blair says the Aggs have some work to do.
So what we've got to do is hope for a few more upsets like when LSU got beat. And we've just got to take care of business. For us to have a chance to get in the top four, I think we have to go 4-0. But to go 4-0, you have to go 1-0. And that's taking care of business against Florida.
Tip-off against the Gators is tonight at 7 o'clock at Reed. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM and RadioAggieland.com. Some men's scores from last night. A big upset in Rhode Island as Providence knocked off third-ranked Villanova 76-71. Number 4 Xavier outslugged Seton Hall 102-90. 10th-ranked Auburn picked up the victory over Kentucky 76-66. And Florida State was able to upend number 11 Clemson 81-79 in overtime. In the professional game, the Houston Rockets topped the Sacramento Kings 100-91. Houston head coach Mike D'Antoni says he's happy with the way his team is playing D.
That's been our biggest advantage, just defensively, and not turning the ball over. Tonight we had a few careless turnovers, but for the most, even tonight, which was a lot of turnovers, we thought it was only 14, which before we were averaging about 18. So even with that, it was good. And our defense can get a little bit better. I mean, not a little bit, but we can get better. But it's humming pretty good.
James Harden scored 28 points and pulled down 9 rebounds for the Rockets, who go into the All-Star break riding a 10-game win streak. An American, Michaela Schifrin, has won gold in the women's giant slalom in her Pyeongchang Olympic debut, using a hard-charging final run to win her second career Olympic gold medal.
It's incredible, but for me, the biggest thing is with my GS, it's so special and how it's been building this year. And since Sochi, I got fifth in Sochi. I was 2 tenths off the podium, and I thought, I'm not the best GS skier, so I don't deserve to win a gold medal or even a medal in GS. And at that time, I set a goal to become the best GS skier in the world. Some of my GS skiing right now is just, it's so incredible. And to be able to put down a run, that run, I was really taking risk and fighting for it. And I'm so happy for that.
The victory brings the U.S. gold medal count to 5 and its total medal count to 8. Norway is your current leader with 16. By the way, that was Schifrin on NBC, her interview after her win. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Biosystem Fitness on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Biosystem Fitness, improving the quality of life for people of all ages.
In December 2014, I broke my ankle and ultimately ended up having to have a fusion, and I first came to Dylan about 18 months into my rehab because I was still dealing with chronic pain. His methods are a little unconventional, and I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, and I've seen great improvement. I rarely take a pain pill anymore. He's helped me greatly.
Biosystem Fitness. Find them on Facebook and online at biosystemfitness.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M University, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, city boards, and is a hands-on active member of St. Joseph's Catholic Church. I ask you to vote Gabriel Garcia for Brazos County District Clerk.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer, and who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. What do the Olympians eat for breakfast? What do U.S. American Olympians eat for breakfast? Got any idea?
Eggs.
Wheaties.
Lindsey Vonn, big choice. Scrambled eggs with the works. Mushrooms, red bell peppers, onion, spinach, garlic, hot sauce.
That sounds delicious.
And cilantro. Chloe Kim says, no, got to do chocolate pancakes.
Because she's 17.
That's right. Cottage cheese, biscuits, and gravy. Adam Rippon?
Rippon. Yeah.
Okay. Overnight oats with almond milk and cappuccino.
Oh, yeah.
Shaun White eggs with everything in the fridge. Now, what they found, howsomever, was that Olympians used to eat, like, different stuff. Ancient Olympians ate honey cheesecake as a post-workout snack.
That sounds delicious.
That does sound good. I don't know what it is, but just the fact that it says cheesecake
and honey,
and it's got honey in it would be not a bad thing to say. All right, so anyhow, here we go. The top 8 distractions when you're driving.
Okay.
Talking to other people in the car. Our car's warning sounds themselves. Changing radio stations. Just don't do that.
Yeah, right? Just leave it on 1620.
That's right. Eating. 39% of us eat. Number 4, GPS. Number 3, talking on the phone. That's illegal. Don't do that. 91% of us are distracted by texting or emailing, and 92% checking your apps. Yeah, that was a real shock, wasn't it? How many of those things are you doing?
Right now.
We've done everything we could to make you feel terrible about yourselves this morning. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.